Hello, and welcome to another half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Past shows have included decades in music of the 30s, 40s and 50s, and today I'm starting on the 1920s. Richard Whiting wrote the music in 1920 for what must certainly sum up that decade of thrills and spills. Ain't we got fun? The unmistakable light-hearted style of George Wright with that 1960 track of Ain't We Got Fun, recorded on his South Pasadena studio, Wurlitzer. One memorable line co-written by Gus Kahn and Regan cries, "The rich get richer and the poor get children." And certainly little has changed in 100 years. Whiting and Egan were also responsible for this next song, The Japanese Sandman, copyrighted in 1920 and somewhat of a favourite on theatre pipes. Don Baker taped this arrangement on the Robert Morton in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, California in 1956. Thank you. Looking through the song list of Louis Achille Hirsch, and he wrote at least 55 before his untimely demise from pneumonia at age 36, one of the few I recognise is The Love Nest, which in 1920 was a hit for such dance bands as Art Hickman's. This is Lloyd Del Castillo, veteran silent movie organist from the 1920s, playing the large Robert Morton Theatre instrument in the Fox Theatre, San Diego. Not all popular music composed in the 1920s came from the USA, of course, although I'm not sure just how popular the Cuckoo Waltz was in its day. It originated in Sweden as Jörgvalsen, and it is a minor favourite on theatre pipes, especially in concert. Here's Arnold Loxham, and the Wurlitzer are owned by the North East Theatre Organ Association in Howden le Weir, Northumberland. Thank you. In 1975, Doric Records released an LP of Jesse Crawford's paper role player recordings cut in the Wurlitzer factory in North Tonawanda, New York. Role player mechanisms for Wurlitzers are extremely rare, and matching them with suitable instruments with similar ranks of pipes is a real challenge. But the organ in the Villamin residence in Los Angeles was a very near match. So, in glorious hi-fi stereo, this is Jesse with Pale Moon. Pale Moon, very similar to Jesse Crawford's 78 for Victor Records, but in much higher fidelity. Many of his records from the 20s and 30s are, shall I say, of a decidedly ballad nature, but in the 1950s, Jesse made some recordings for Decca that showed that he could also pick up the tempo and swing, as you'll hear on Irving Berlin's Tell Me, Little Gypsy. Thank you. Jesse Crawford playing the Robert Morton in the Whitney Studio in Glendale. Tell Me, Little Gypsy, from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1920. Ron Rhode announced his retirement from professional touring in the ATOS convention last year in Los Angeles. Well, I guess you can't keep a good artist down, so Ron is back playing at least some concerts around the USA. From a CD that he released in 1992, featuring the Kimball then in the Colonial Theatre, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, this is one of the most famous songs from 1920, Whispering. Lest you think that 1920 was all high-stepping and raucous parties, W.C. Handy also composed one of his great blues songs that year. No, it's not the St. Louis Blues, which dates from 1914, but a not quite so famous Aunt Hager's Blues. Thank you. British-born Don Thompson and the Wurlitzer in the old pizza joint San Lorenzo, California, which sadly closed in 2003 after a disastrous fire destroyed the premises. It's back to Irving Berlin for my closer today, with a song that he actually composed in 1919 for Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic, but didn't copyright until 1920. This arrangement of I'll See You in CUBA by Bill Vlasic at the console of the Paramount Music Palace Wurlitzer in Indianapolis was enhanced with Jack Guilfoy on drums. See You in Cuba, another of the songs of the late teens and early 20s that transported listeners to exotic places around the world. All that remains now is for Bill Vlasic to play out the show with a few bars of Why Don't We Do This More Often. So until next time, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.